Simon Shin Sadik Hey. Yesterday was fascinating what we learned. I looked over it again, it's fascinating. About Sofik Eruv, Cheskas, Kashos. Very interesting topic indeed. What happens, we discussed yesterday what happens if you're not sure there's an Eruv there or not. We discussed if there's a Chazoka, you think there was, if you think it was an Eruv there once, it's not good. If you know there wasn't, it is good. We spoke about the key being hidden away. Access to the Eruv being difficult. Yeah. Okay, Simon Shin Tzadihei, which is the last Simon in Hilchas Eruvin, as you may notice, before we move on to Hilchas Tchumen. So that's got one sif, but a very important one indeed. Is there a mitzvah to make a Shetif Mevos? Is there a mitzvah to make an Eruv? Is there a mitzvah to make an Eruv Chatzeres? Or perhaps not a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah just a good idea, practical, to enable people to carry? It is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So is it a mitzvah? Is it something that is a good idea? Or is it just positive? Oh, you say you make a bracha. Okay, that's a very interesting. What you're saying is a chasam sofer, but that is questionable as well. Let's see, because I'm not sure about that. So the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Mitzvah lachso ach shtuf mevos. It is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. To make a shittuf mevos. It does not mean over here a mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah d'iraisa. It means it's a mitzvah, it's a very good idea to make a shittuf mevos. But then he does say, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, well, it is a mitzvah, really. Mevoi chalov al mitzvah zeh, when Ezra Fengel points out correctly, there's a baruch indeed. You make a baruch ato Hashem, helukenu melech cholam, al mitzvah zeh, on the mitzvah of eruv. So, yes, it is a mitzvah. V'oima, and you subsequently say, p'zeh shittuf, with this action of shittuf and this chalad I'm holding, because that's shittuf, yemuta, it shall be permitted, to the entire, all the residents of this mavoy, of this area, should be able to carry out, and to carry in, machatzeis from the courtyard lamavoy to the mavoy, umehem labatim into the houses too, per Shabbos on Shabbos. So, yes, it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha on it. Now, Why is it a mitzvah?
I disagree. It's only you make an eruv like a voluntary. Making eruv, you're not commanded to make an eruv specifically. You like some people don't hold with eruv, right? So I can't understand. You only make a bracha if you're actually going to do it, and if you can do it. If you can't do it.
So interesting what you're saying, because that's really the post-Kim's discussion. So what you're saying is that surely there can only be a point of making it. You're saying that yeah, you've got to do it, finished.
You've got to do it. You're put the filling on. But there, if you don't have to do it, if you want to do it.
So the answer is as follows. Mishnah Bosef Kodan Aleph, bottom line says, Mitzvah Lachsoi, Pen Yishkechu, V'yavoli De Isra Tiltul, because they're going to forget, they might forget, and they're going to end up carrying on Shabbos. So, it implies from the Mishnah Bosef, from the Shulchan Aruch's words, that yes, there is actually a mitzvah. So let's say, you are in an area which you know you're comfortable of having an Eruv there. It's not a questionable area. You know it's a good place to have an Eruv. So yeah, you've got to do it. You've got to do it because perhaps there's going to be people there that are going to end up carrying. Of course, you're still right. Does it mean you have to make an Eruv in any area in the world you go to? It does mean, because of course, if there is halachic shailas, then you don't have to make an Eruv. If there is potentially questions, and there are, and it might not, but then perhaps not. But it's talking about a case that you know for sure it's halachically fine to make an Eruv. So make an Eruv. Correct.
Only the people who hold with it.
Yeah, only the people actually, the person actually creates it, who hopefully believes in Eruv, yeah. Now, but the bracha, now the bracha, the Shulchan Aruch does say that you make a bracha. Does that, that brings us to a very important and global question. The fact that you make a bracha, does that really show that it's a mitzvah?
Is that the
Rishna? No, it is not. No, it is not.
It's
only the Rabbanon.
It's not a shekel of shabbos.
Yeah, good question. Come on, ask your question. How can you say, Hashem Kiddushonu, who commanded us to make an Eruv, if it's only, it's a beautiful question. Yeah, so if it's Dabon, how can you say, Asher Kiddushonu, Bochato Hashem, you, Mekoya Bocha, you should be blessed that. How would you say, Bochato Hashem? Yeah, but the fullness, Bochato Hashem, Ken Melech Olam. Unless it's, no, you do say, Bochato Hashem, Ken Melech Olam. Asher Kiddushonu, Mitzvah Sovet Sivonu. So why do you say Asher Kiddushonu? Yeah, how do you light candles? Oh, how do you light Hanukkah candles? Asher Kiddushonu mitzvah v'tzivonu. How do you say? Yeah, very good. Okay, the answer is fascinating answer. Gemara speaks about that. Gemara asks the question, and the Gemara answers that there is still this is still the correct nusach because the Torah tells us lo sosu. Torah tells us, you may not derive, is that the word? You may not move away from the words of the Chachamim. And if the Chachamim tells you, loy sosu, you do not go away. Do not go away from the words of the Chachamim. Since the Chachamim established a mitzvah to, if the Chachamim established a, I'm just going to get, here, Rabbi Feingold, page 288 in this. If the Chachamim told us to do something, we've got to listen to them. Loi sosu, the Pasuk says. Loi sosu. What's the correct translation of loi sosu? Do not... What? Stray. From the words of Chachamim. So although it's Chachamim led, but really the instruction came from Hashem in the Torah when it says loi sosu. Which is fascinating, because that teaches us, obviously, that every... Has a derisa. That's the catch 22 question. So Rabbi Chanan explains that yes, there's an element of truth in it. There's a global mitzvah to listen to Chachamim, and that mitzvah is actually derisa. But the specifics are the Rabbanon.
But isn't that what people try and say? You're not meant to add to the Torah.
Chachamim allowed.
So in this case,
Chachamim were allowed. You and me are not allowed to add anything. So if somebody wants to now make a Yom HaTzmaut, if somebody wants to include a day which hasn't been established in the... So that is a question of, we can't add anything. Lo Yisoysif, don't add anything to the takonos of the Chachamim. So you and me, we can't. Okay, it's true. But if this is something which is established by the Chachamim, in the times of the Gemara, in times of Mishnah, is that certainly permitted? That's certainly permitted because they are entitled to do that. So the fact that, so to answer your question, yes, the Rabbanon does deserve a brocha, and we can even say Hashem Kiddushonu Mitzvah Tzivonu. So it's the Rabbanon, and there is a brocha. But my question is, does the fact that there is a brocha, does that show that it is a mitzvah or not? Optional mitzvah, such as? Very good. That's it. So, what you're saying is absolutely correct. The Chachamim explained, we find exactly the same concept by Shechita. Have you ever experienced a Shechita firsthand? Okay. I did. And it's quite an experience. I went to my brother-in-law, who is a Shechet in Manchester. He told me once, what did you come with? And I said, nah, why don't you come with? I said, yeah, good idea, good idea. Now in hindsight, it's not a good question, why not? Why don't you come with? There's plenty of reasons why not. It is true, it's not a myth that chickens do walk around after shchit. It's not a myth. It's not a myth that chickens run after the shchita, headless. It's not a myth. It's true. Yes, it's true. You went to Abatur, the Peshchita house, it's true. They still... English house, yeah. It's true, the nerves are still going for a long time and they're still able to... Never mind flap. They can fly, headless. It's quite fascinating. Everyone to Shechita house. It's quite amazing. It's quite amazing. So it's quite, where I went, it was quite amazing because you go from the very beginning, you see all the hundreds and hundreds of chickens. They do every minute. They do like one after the other. It's incredible. And you see those chickens which are 23 days old. And there's thousands of them because that's a daily thousands. And you go through the whole process, Shechita, and after the whole process until at the end of the afternoon, you see them in like nicely boxed, ready for delivery. Very hygienic. Absolutely. You see those knives.
If they're running headless, are they dead?
They are absolutely, completely dead.
Even if they're running headless?
Absolutely. Absolutely, totally dead. It's just the nerves. It's the nerves. Fish as well. Flap around. It's incredible. So they it's quite hard to. So I saw them running after. It really is true. So you go to the shechita house and you see and you kiss Adam. It's fascinating. I must say, I wasn't able to eat meat for a while afterwards. Honestly, I couldn't. But it's a fascinating experience. If you have nerves of steel and you have a few spare hours, go to a shechita house. It's fascinating. Not if you're faint-hearted, though. Not if you're faint-hearted. So lemaisa, they make a bracha there. Bracha to Hashem. On the shechita, they make a bracha. Only one bracha for all the thousand they do, but they will make a bracha. Now, Moshe, is there a mitzvah to shecht? Is there a mitzvah? Do you have to shecht? Oh, that's it. If you want to eat, you've got to eat shechted meat. There's no way you can eat otherwise meat. So there is a mitzvah. It's called what the poskim call a mitzvah kumis. And if you want to do it, you have to make a bracha. So the poskim say the same will apply also. There is such a concept of a mitzvah that there's no mitzvah for you and me to make an eruv. But if you want to carry in that specific area, you've got to make an eruv. And therefore you make a bracha. I do want to read to you over here in the Dir Shor number 2. He brings a fascinating tashbetz, which one of the Rishonim, which I want to quote to you because it's quite amazing. And this is contrary to perhaps instinctive approach. In the on the side, he brings from a Chuvas Tashbetz. I just want to read you the words because it's really important. It's not the Mishnah, it's the Tashbetz. It's a Rishon. She'el Malem, number 2. She'el Malem, bottom left. Kiyotze Bezekos of Chuvas Tashbetz. It is the proper way for a Talmid Chochom to establish an Eruv. As is brought down in the Gemara in Eruv in Daf Samaches, Rav Chanon, Shaal es Abayi, he asked Abayi, Madua Movoi Shigorim Boitre Gavu Rav Rekabonon, how can it be? There's a Movoi over here where there's two Talmid Chochom living. Lo yasu, lo yeruv, lo shituv. How can it be that is over an area that is no eruv? How can that be? It's not appropriate. When you've got an area that you've got to make an eruv. Two times they come live near, you've to have an eruv. Could be, by the way, they wouldn't use the eruv. They might not push the buggy. Those Rabbi Bar Chanon might not need an eruv. But it's proper for them to establish an eruv. Somebody's got his heart is worried about it. It's a silliness. To be concerned. Silliness to be concerned about it. Oiminos nizrakabo, perhaps he's not a believer. Veschus gedoilohi, it's a great schus and merit, lesakin eruv, to establish an eruv, kedelim nea kilkul, shevor rabim letaltal bi eruv. It's a great schus to establish an eruv. So says the Tashbetz. So yet it appears that it's a great mitzvah and it's a schus to establish an eruv. Yeah. Now, I'm coming. Carry on the page 5-2, top of page 5-2. So we said yes, it's a mitzvah to establish an eruv. Second line tells Emos Em Avarach Lov. When is the right time to make a bracha? When you actually collect and gather all the flour, the challah from the bnei amovoi, or the time you mezakeh for everybody else, that is the correct time to make the bracha. Hagavim says the Ramavim Govu Oisoy L'Shem Eruv Shachul V'Rabir Cholov. If it was collected, have a Eruv. If it was collected, V'Shachul and they forgot V'Rabir Cholov and they forgot to make a bracha, have a Eruv. It's still an Eruv. Can a bracha makevis because the bracha is not makevis. Here, another very important rule. What happens if you make a Eruv and you don't make a bracha? Is the Eruv Chal, yes or no? Does an Eruv work without the bracha? The answer is yes. And here is a rule with regards to all the other mitzvahs. What happens if you shake talaminim, you don't make a bracha? What happens if you eat a matzah without making a bracha? What happens if you light a menorah without making a bracha? What happens if you, any mitzvah which you fail to make the bracha, is still fulfilling the mitzvah? Yes or no? It's definitely a problem, but you're still yoitza. You're still yoitza.
We're back to killing.
You are still yoitza, the mitzvah. There's no lav. There's no lav. You can, in fact, with all the examples that I mentioned now, if you did not make a mitzvah, still yoitza. In fact, you can still, and you should still make the bracha as long as it's still possible. So, but with regards to tefillin, if you forgot to make a bracha, you can still make the bracha afterwards. But once you've taken it off, and you realize you didn't make a bracha, you still fulfilled the mitzvah. If you shook talaminim and you forgot to make a bracha, tefillas kelim also, you still fulfilled the mitzvah. What happens if you did make a bracha but you forget to say baze eruv, the text afterwards that you meant to say baze ashituf, with this shituf you should be allowed to carry in and out. What happens if you didn't say that important text afterwards? Did you still fulfill them? Is the Eruv working or not? Yeah, it is. Sure, you did it. So that's what Mishbura says in Sifkot Nehei. Loi berech lov v'adina afidu loi omru. Halav gam ken anusach shel b'zeh ha-shituf. Because if you didn't make the nusach after the b'zeh ha-shituf, nevertheless, you are still yoitza the You didn't say the nusach afterwards, but the shittuf is still yoitza the mitzvah, and the shittuf is absolutely working. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned that there is a mitzvah of making a shittuf mavos. We learned that Tashbetz's nusach, these words are that it's a silliness not to make a shittuf mavos. The reason why it's a mitzvah to make an eruv is because if you forget, it's less than maybe people forget, who don't make, and they're going to end up carrying. So it's a great mitzvah to think about them. It appears from the Tashbetz, and from the Gemara, in fact, that even if you are not going to carry, even if you knew are not going to carry, nevertheless, it's very nice of you to think of others and make an Eruv. We learned the right time to make the bracha is when you're gathering and collecting it. If you fail to make a bracha, you're still yotze. If you fail to say the nusach afterwards, you're still fulfilling the mitzvah as well, and the Eruv is chal. And with this bracha, Hashem Rabbi Yisai, just ready, just in time for Pash Koyrach, We've completed our Baruch Hashem, all the halachas with regard to Eruv Tchumen, Eruv Chatzeros, and Shittuf Mavos. And in Mitzvah on Sunday, we'll start a completely new topic, the halachas of Hilchos Tchumen, the 2,000 Amos, one may or may not walk after the area, a completely new topic, which shall be started in Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, Abolin in the Toivah, next week. I wish you a very good Shabbos.